In this bulletin, two people die in bushfires and others are missing in New South Wales and Victoria. Sydney's Lord Mayor defends the staging of tonight's New Year's Eve fireworks. And former world number one tennis player Maria Sharapova to play in next month's Brisbane International. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Two people have been killed as bushfires rage in eastern Victoria and New South Wales. A father and his son died at Capargo on the New South Wales south coast, and a third person is missing west of Narooma. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says some mobile phone towers have been destroyed, which is making it more difficult for people to check on the welfare of others.
The fact that some infrastructure has been damaged does also hamper the communications effort, and I can appreciate that many people would have concerns for their loved ones today, but we ask them to please remain calm, given in all likelihood it's because of the lack of telecommunications that they can't contact their loved one.
Properties have been destroyed in both states and thousands of people have been forced to shelter on a beach at Mallacoota. An emergency warning has been issued for the entire East Gippsland region. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says four people remain missing.
There are four people that remain unaccounted for. We can't account for them and therefore we can't give you any further information, but we do have very real fears for their safety. They've been in active fire environments and we can't account for them.
And the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the death of a volunteer firefighter is tragic and a reminder of the serious threat to people's lives. Samuel McPaul died last night and fellow firefighters were injured when their fire truck rolled in strong winds in southern New South Wales. They'd been fighting a blaze east of Albury. Premier Berejiklian has offered her condolences.
Especially in this case, the circumstances are very tragic and our heart goes out to everybody who knew him, who worked with him, and of course we can't explain or appreciate what his family and loved ones are going through.
Sydney's Lord Mayor Clover Moore is defending tonight's fireworks over Sydney Harbour after more than 250,000 people signed a petition calling for the event to be called off. Those calling for a ban wanted money donated to the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. The annual display on Sydney Harbour is watched by people around the world, and Clover Moore says the event provides a major economic boost to both Sydney and New South Wales.
Most of the budget, which largely goes to crowd safety and cleaning measures, has already been allocated. The event generates $130 million for the state's economy, powers our tourism industry, creates jobs and supports countless small businesses.
Moving overseas, and the former head of Nissan, who is accused of financial misconduct, has reportedly travelled to Lebanon. Carlos Ghosn was arrested last year and faces several charges but denies any wrongdoing. He was awaiting trial in Japan and had been barred from leaving the country. Turkish police have detained at least 124 people suspected of having links to IS as part of anti-terrorism operations. Officers raided 31 homes and located suspects from Iraq, Syria and Morocco ahead of New Year's Eve celebrations. In 2017, IS claimed responsibility for an attack at an Istanbul nightclub during the early hours of New Year's Day. 39 people died in that incident. In tennis, Spain's Feliciano Lopez says he's disappointed. Japan's Kei Nishikori has withdrawn from the ATP Cup and last week's Australian Open in Melbourne. Lopez says Nishikori's withdrawal because of an elbow injury will make it easier for Spain.
Good news and bad news. It's good news for us that we don't have to face Kei, but it's very sad for him. No, he's been suffering a lot of injuries in the last 2-3 years, so hopefully he will have a speedy recovery and we'll see him back soon.
And former world number one Maria Sharapova is going to play in next month's Brisbane International after accepting a wild card. The 32-year-old has been struggling with a shoulder injury since returning to tennis after serving out a doping ban. A look at weather for New Year's Day. In Perth, sunny and 30, much the same for Adelaide, 27. Similar conditions for Melbourne, 24, partly cloudy for Hobart, and 23 degrees. In Canberra, smoke haze, 35. In Wollongong, partly cloudy and 24. Sydney, much the same, 25. Similar conditions for Newcastle, 27 degrees. In Brisbane, much the same, 31. Fine weather for Cairns, 33. And a possible shower or storm in Darwin, 34. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.